critters. The first word that a kid says as an infant is, "No!" The second word is, "Mine!" Like some people still say that all the way through the rest of their lives. You don't have to teach. I said this to a student recently. You don't have to teach little kids how to be naughty. Just doing what comes naturally. You do have to teach them again and again and again and again to do what's right. Because we are fallen, rebellious critters. We choose to go to hell. Isn't that terrible to say? See, yes, God, if you will, hardened Pharaoh's heart, but then you read in the text that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. What God did was to confirm Pharaoh's decision. In the book of Romans, in chapter 1, it talks about the fact that we human beings, when we reject God, we then fall into excess of evil. And it says that at one point, God saw the whole human race falling into excess of evil. That's why the flood occurred. And he let them go. He let them have their way. The worst thing in the world that can happen, the worst thing in the world that can happen to a human being is for God to let us go the way we want to go. Because the way we want to go is going to be against him. It's going to be a rebellion against him. But God knows that there are those who are his, who one day will have their hearts softened, who one day is our terms, please, time terms, who one day will see the Savior and accept him and will be his forever and forever. And these are the ones whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So the only ones that are going to be impressed by the Antichrist, by his supposed resurrection, by the signs and the wonders that he will perform during the time called the Great Tribulation, the only ones who will be impressed will be those who are not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Only the ones who are eternally lost will be impressed. I don't know who those are. God does. And he doesn't ask us to have his perspective. He gives us our own perspective and he gives us commands. And our changes are real. And our experiences of repentance are real. All of those things are real. This is a mystery, folks. If there ever is a mystery, it's the difference in the kind of experience that we have as humans versus the kind of experience that God has. But we don't have to be God in order to understand what we need to understand. We don't have to be God in order to do what we have to do. And what we have to do as believers is to share Jesus with others. And what a human being has to do as an unbeliever is to see their need of a Savior and repent and come to know the Savior. It's not a done deal from the point of view of God interfering with the works and making it and kind of engineering it so it happens a certain way. He simply knows those who will respond and it's fixed because he has this eternal perspective. It's good to know. It's good to know that the only ones who will be impressed will be the lost. Good to know only in the sense that we won't have believers who will be genuinely taken in. Now, there will be believers who will be confused. Believers today who are confused by false messages. That's why I leave this as a final word with you. See, today we have lots of flim-flam. We have lots of false gospels, false prophets, false teachers in the world today. And that's why we were warned so much about them, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. That's why the Reformation occurred. The Reformation occurred because we have only one safe guide, and that is the Word of God. Test anything and everything that I say, anything and everything that Jack Graham says, anything and everything that any other human being who professes to belong to Jesus Christ says, test whatever we say against this book. If we're consistent with this book, pay attention. If we step out of line, call us on it. And that's what believers used to do when they had the courage of their convictions. Now they say, well, the pastor said it must be so. People used to hold up their Bibles. Now, preacher, I don't think it says that here. That's what we should be doing. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Word of God is our authority. It alone is free from error. It is our standard and our authority. That's how we're going to be able to cut through the fog and the flim-flam and the false messages and the false religions. Believers in that day will be able to cut through the fog. Those who will be martyred will see the devil for who he is, will see the false religion for what it is. They will hold to their faith in the Lord Jesus, and they will pay the price for it. And today, who knows what we're going to be called upon to do? Know this word. You will not be taken in. Inculcate this word in your children and your grandchildren, and they will not be taken in. That's the only firm foundation for our faith. They're the ones that will not be impressed. The ones who know the Lord and who know his word. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. There are great mysteries here. We do not understand all of these things, but we are given assurances. And the assurance.